Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Midsummer in Western New York.
Well, good morning, Pat. It's good to be with you again.
And there are a lot of projects underway in the area, but currently a little controversy as well.
You must be referring to the Village of Orchard Park's sort of new ordinance regarding filming.
Yes.
And that kind of came up out of nowhere. But, you know, hopefully they'll sort of see the wisdom out there of maybe rolling that back or changing it around a little bit, because I think there's quite an impact on not just the movie industry, but also television commercials and television shows, as well as, you know, wedding photographers and any commercial photography as well.
So this goes beyond the film industry as we think of it, extending to local business as well?
Well, that's the way I read it, Pat. In the, you know, in the statutes that I've seen, you know, it talks about a minimum of $500 per day. So I'd hate to be that bride that wants some wedding photos that, you know, the photographer needs to go and, you know, get the permit. It also covers, you know, private property. So if you were, you know, in your backyard shooting something commercial or, you know, a television commercial or, you know, any kind of scene from a movie or a TV show or whatever, it's, you know, technically, I guess you have to alert the town and pay them, you know, pay them a permit fee.
Filmmaking can be intrusive and it also is subsidized, but it's an industry, a new industry in Western New York that one would think would be supported. It doesn't sound like a pro-business policy.
No, you know, what we've seen so far are two different movies have called inquiring about it. Luckily, one of them is in the town of Orchard Park, which is still very film friendly, and that one will remain. But then we had another movie, a Christmas themed movie that was scouting for some things, and you know, we just kind of take Orchard Park off the list now. We don't really go there anymore and show them what the assets are there, because we just know it's sort of unaffordable to their budget. So it's, you know, if it's a big giant motion picture, which, you know, even they can be dissuaded, I suppose, but, you know, at least they have the budget to you know, pay the town, but most don't. So they wouldn't, you know, they wouldn't be interested in shooting there, which, you know, could be the logic behind the decision to do this. Maybe they don't, you know, maybe they want to discourage that kind of economic activity in their town and, you know, that kind of filming. So, but again, it just, you know, if for instance, Arthur's Hardware Store, you know, which is in the center of town there, old time great store, if they want to shoot a television commercial, they got to walk across the street to get a permit. And, you know, that would be at least $500. Same with a car commercial. If, you know, they wanted to drive through the village or something, they'd have to go and apply for a permit. So, yeah, it's, you know, it's affecting a lot more than movies for sure. And, you know, and I think they'll have to, you know, consider all those other things as well. It's interesting. We're receiving calls from other mayors and other elected officials around the Western region here, you know, saying that, hey, anything that they don't want, you know, send our way. So the support from other towns and villages is encouraging. So I'm hoping that, you know, that others don't go that the way of Orchard Park, for sure.
Well, Tim, I think we've run out of time for this segment, but I thank you for joining me this morning.
Well, thanks, Pat. As always, it's great to be with you and your listeners. We'll see you soon.
I'm Pat Feldbaum. My guest is Tim Clark, the head of the Buffalo Niagara Film Commission, and you've been listening to Press Pass on WBFO.